latest fashion in the world. World-class museums. Times Square, with its giant-sized flashing billboards. Central Park. All of this can only be found in New York City. Below this hustle and bustle, there's another world. A world completely different from New York, the way everyone knows it. The downside. A world of peace, love, and no conflict until Talon goes to the topside to get medicine for his sick sister. The downside uses unconventional ideas and methods, such as leaving socks to show appreciation. Talon and Lindsay, the main characters of Downsiders, meet on New Year's Eve when Talon breaks into Lindsay's house. Lindsay's house had the perfect opening to get from the downside to the top. It hit Lindsay all at once that there was someone in the room with her, and this time there was nothing imaginary about it. She gasped and leaped across the room as she heard the closet door creak open. The television cast its harsh glow on a figure lugging for her. She screamed, eluding his grasp, and snapped on the light. "Don't," insisted the boy as he moved toward her again. "Don't scream." He clasped his hand around her mouth to quiet her. But she was ready for him. The initial meeting of these two central figures start their possible friendship. Can this unlikely friendship lead to something more? Is that even possible? I could hardly put the book down because I wanted to find out what happens between the two of them. But it was no use. All Lindsay could do was kick her legs futilely against the pothole asphalt. "There's a bus coming," shouted Becky. It was the horror in Talon's eyes that made Lindsay panic. In the Book of Unpleasant Deaths, being ran over by a bus while stuck in a rain gutter ranked right up there with mid-air collisions and fast food snipers. Talon gripped her tightly under her armpits. "This is going to hurt a bit," he said. "I'm sorry." And then he tugged on her three times until her hips finally squeezed through and she fell headfirst into the 5-foot-high concrete chamber. A brake squealed, Becky screamed, and when Lindsay looked up, a big black tire rested where her thighs had been a moment before. Talon takes an unexpected risk in showing Lindsay the downside, which is breaking the downside lock. Punishment for this is death. Why does he take this risk? The wise advisors found out that Talon took a topsider to the downside, so they decided to sentence his death by flushing him toward the land of the dead. Talon looked up to see a wide red ceramic pipe dripping with cold condensation and hissing with the rush of millions of gallons of water. This was the Bensonhurst water main, a lifetime that quenched the thirst of the mysterious topside baroon. The surges of water that were regularly rerouted from the water main and into the downside funeral siphon. The siphon itself was a narrow rusting pipe, level with the aquarium floor. Like so many things in the downside, it gave the impression that it had been here internally. It had always been meant for this one final purpose. The fourth advisor, the one who had first brought the charm, stood on the platform before the siphon and signaled to Lauren to step closer, which she did, on unsteady knees. Will Talon survive, or will he be gone forever? Read this adventurous fiction novel by Neil Shusterman. If you enjoy reading venturesome novels, then this is the right book for you. This book also teaches the reader that people need to help each other and work together to solve problems, even if you are from another world.